Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Man, you know, you woke up today and looked at the headlines. You would think that, I don't know what you'd think, but I could tell you what to think. I won't tell you what to think. I'll just tell you what we think. And that's the fact that the veil is being torn back. The fact that witchcraft, the occult, is now coming into the open behind the scenes. You know, people make fun of anyone who talks about the little Hindu god talisman that Obama carries. Well, it has significance. You know, the fact that his mother-in-law is in the White House practicing whatever you want to call it, Santa Teresa, voodoo, that kind of stuff. The fact that you've got Hillary, Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, being a witch. Larry Nichols was on our program and on Alex Jones telling people, look, she, you know, once a month, maybe once every few months, she would fly out to California. Now, he's not aware, of course, him being out of the immediate picture, whether she still does it, but goes out and engages in witchcraft ceremonies, with others. Now, I can just hear the stifled laughter of the Rachel Maddow type saying, this is just nothing but fear mongering. Well, okay. Then explain, the email, the Podesta email, where the, Marina Abramovic, invites Podesta's brother to a spirit cooking session. Explain that, folks. And you know, when you look at what is a spirit cooking dinner,
and it's trending on Twitter pretty hard today, up over 500,000.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I guess,
and there's more coming out about this Maria as well.
Right.
Videos of her public dinner parties showing mannequins with blood on them, and innuendos of cannibalism from John Podesta all the way to, inside these email chains and pedophilia.
But see, we're the frigging conspiracy theorists, right? We're the ignorant alt-right that people talk about. You know, I am righteously angry at the Christians out there who turn a blind eye to this crap, who turn a blind eye to this absolute sickening display of pedophilia, of sex slavery. And here it is in black and white. What do you want, to the Christians? Wake the hell up. To the Christians out there who say, well, they're just fear-mongering, they don't have any proof. Well, what do you call this? And you know what else? I mean, what do you call... I'm not even going to... It's a sickening thought. Here. What do you call this? Huh? Being found on computers that relate to Wiener and company. What do you call that? Of course, no, it doesn't happen. Yeah, go ahead and yuck it up, the Rachel Maddows and the idiots who say, the self-professed Christians who are out there saying, well, oh, this is just a bunch, you're just fear-mongers. Okay, well, let me tell you something. This is real. It has been real. We've been telling you this. And I've been sitting on this, looking at this since Wednesday and understanding the level of depravity of this. And folks, say what you will, okay? But, I don't care if you're walking barefoot through some starlit garden, looking up agape, drooling, oatmeal out of your mouth. I don't know. If that's your thing, well, then apparently that's your thing. Stay there. Okay? Welcome to reality.
Joining us now is Dr. Ted Brewer of healthmasters.com. And his radio show is right here on Global Star Radio Network, 3 to 4 p.m. each day, and right after we are finished, 10 to 11. Ted, it's great to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks, guys. I wish I was under different email circumstances. I woke up this morning and saw that Podesta stuff, and I sent it to my buddy Mancow, who's one of the top radio personalities in Chicago, and he immediately texted me back. He said, is this for real? And I said, well, yeah, according to the emails it is, and this is what they're doing. And so, guys, I covered this in my show today for the first half hour. I went into a whole bunch of detail on this stuff, and this show will be playing at 10 o'clock tonight after Doug's show. So you can hear me go into full detail about just all kinds of weird stuff for the first 30 minutes if you want to hear more of this. And I'll cover some more of it right now. And I'll cover some information that I didn't cover today because I've done additional research. Now, you know, what I've done over the years is I've talked about a lot of this stuff, Doug, and you know that. And I never really get into the details of it because I didn't really want to know the details of a lot of it, and I just don't want to have my stuff in my mind. But Doug,
by the way, that's why we
right.
asked you here.
And I've gone ahead and I've pulled up a bunch of stuff now that I've never covered on your show before. And I don't want to hear this is New Age, okay? I don't want to hear any of that tonight from anybody sorry, sending emails. I know it's New Age because this is what these guys do. A lot of them who are involved in the New Age, they're involved in satanic worship. I got that. So we're not going to try to, I'm not going to get into that. Well, Ted Brower said this and Ted Brower said that. I'm going to read you a lot of opinions of a lot of different people. Then I'll tell you what Ted Brower believes about all of this stuff. So don't get on a kick and parade with me. If you want to get on a kick and parade, send a letter to T.D. Jakes. He had Oprah on his show last week, one of the largest black Christian pastors in the world, dynamic preacher of the word, and he endorsed Hillary on his show. Now, guys, if that doesn't bother you, that T.D. Jakes, a Christian leader, one of the top black evangelists in the United States, would have Oprah on to endorse Hillary to talk badly about Trump, I don't know how to wake you up. And it's like Doug said a few minutes ago, and forgive my vernacular, but wake the H-E double sticks up and realize this is not a game. We're playing for the very soul of this country. These guys are literally playing for blood. This is what they do. Where do you think these millions of children that disappear every year are going to? All over the planet. Millions. They're going into these sex slave rings, and their blood's being drunk, and they're being sacrificed. Now, guys, if that was not true, these missing children would turn up 4, 5, 10, or 15 years later down the road as adults, and go back home and say, oh, by the way, Mom and Dad, I took off down the road a couple years ago because I went to have fun with the party and basically I got sidetracked. They don't do that. They don't come back. Now, Doug, you know that because you've been involved in investigations. You were in an investigation a few years ago where one of these children were being held in a cage. I mean, this is some sick, sick stuff we're talking about tonight. That's why I don't like talking about it. I may talk about interdimensional entities. I may talk about frequencies. I may talk about stuff about how the blood of Christ saves us. But this is exactly why I told you guys last year when I covered that about the blood of Jesus, that I asked God to show me why the blood was so important with Christ. And he showed me that because of scalar waves, because these satanic groups use this, but they use it completely differently than Christ shedding his blood for us on the cross. Now, I'm going to read you some information from David Icke. I've tried to edit it the best I possibly could because David kind of goes off the deep end on some of this stuff, and I've made some changes in this. This is not exactly his article, but here's what he says. The reason I talk about this is David Icke goes into detail on satanic rituals, satanic services, how they kill Princess Diana. And quite frankly, he's right in about 80-90% of the time when I read his stuff. Ironically, 10 or 15 years later, you look down what he said two decades earlier, and he was proven right. Here's what he said. The Satanic Brotherhood know that the blood contains the life force energy. Drinking menstrual blood has always been a feature of the fallen angel bloodlines. This is from right out of the book of Enoch, basically the fallen angels, and from Genesis chapter 6, because they need blood to live in this dimension, because we have an interdimensional universe. It was known as the star fire, the female lunar essence that the menstrual blood was. The female, supposedly, menstrual cycle is governed by the cycles of the moon, and the blood contains that energy. Again, New Agey. But it may be true. I don't know. Drinking menstrual blood as well as being a symbol of the fallen angel royal bloodline itself. Menstrual blood was provided for the elite of the fallen angel bloodline by virgin priestesses. And this is the origin of the term scarlet woman or to the Greeks, sacred woman. Now, this is why these priestesses have been sacrificed through the Aztecs and through the Incas. And through the Mayans and through the cultures throughout the eons of time, because the druidic services and worship services and things that they were doing all the way back to Stonehenge was taught to these people, this is pre-flood stuff, by the fallen angels. Now, here's what Ike goes on to say. He goes, the Greek word for this is Herodulia. That's H-I-E-R-O-D-U-L-A-I. Was eventually translated into English as harlot, into the German as whores, the origin of whore. The word ritual derives from this practice as ritu, or redness, and so do the words right and red. Menstrual blood, now Doug, this is crazy, I didn't know this, is one reason why the color red is so important to the Satanists, and is another reason for the constant use of the color gold by the royal bloodlines. Gold is called the metal of the gods, and menstrual blood was also called the gold of the gods, because they drank this blood. Now here's what Ike says about these interdimensional entities. He says these crossbreeds and these interdimensional entities drink blood because they are drinking the person's life force and because they needed to exist in this dimension. They will often shapeshift or transform, as Satan did in the garden, into a snake, and as he masquerades as an angel of light, he masquerades, transforms, when drinking human blood and eating human flesh. Blood drinking is in their genes. And an elite high priestess or mother goddess in this hierarchy who performed rituals for the brotherhood at the highest level told David Icke that without human blood, that these interdimensional entities cannot survive in this dimension, nor can they maintain their possession over these humans. Satanism is based on the manipulation of energy and consciousness. This continue with David Icke stuff now. These deeply sick rituals create an energy field, a vibrational frequency, but what it is interdimensional lock. We've talked about that on your show before, which connects the consciousness of the participants to the reptilians, also known as the fallen angels. He calls them reptilians, and other consciousness. This is the dimensional field, also known as the lower astral, according to these people, which resonates to the frequency of the low vibrational emotions like fear, guilt, hate. This is why they scare these people literally to death when they're doing these rituals to them, because it creates a lot more of the hormones in their blood. I'll cover that in just a second. When a ritual focuses on these emotions, as Satanism does, a powerful connection is made with the lower fourth dimension interdimensional demons. These are some of the demons with which these rituals have been designed to summon since this whole sad story began thousands of years ago. Even Drake, you know, he's saying this. This is when so much possession takes place, and these fallen angels or these demons take over the initiate's physical body. The leading Satanists are full-blown interdimensional entities cloaked in human form. These rituals invariably take place on vortex points, and so the terror, horror, and hatred created by them enters the global energy grid and affects the Earth's magnetic field. These giant thoughts and this negative energy of that scale of benevolence hold down the vibrational frequency and affect human thought and emotion. This is why I'm adding this. This is why when Hillary was in the third debate with Trump and she started talking about abortion, he said he wants to get rid of it, she went ballistic and she almost manifests because she's demon possessed. And she goes that she was going to protect the right of woman's right to choose. Well, the reason she's protecting that is because the energy it creates with these millions and millions of abortions every year. They don't want to stop that. It says, go to a place where satanic rituals take place and feel the malevolence and fear in the atmosphere. What we call atmosphere is the vibrational field and how it has been affected by human thought. Thus, we are happy. We talk about being happy, light, or loving atmosphere, or a dark or foreboding one. The closer the Earth's field is vibrationally to the lower fourth dimension, the more power the reptilians have over this world and its inhabitants. Satanism is not just a sickness and a perversion, although it is also that. Its main reason for existence from this brotherhood's point of view is to control the Earth's magnetic energy field, to worship and connect with their masters, to drink the life force of their sacrificed victims, and to provide energy for the fallen angels and demons who appear to feed off of human emotion, especially fear. These sacrifices are literally sacrifices to the lower gods, the reptilians, and they have been happening for thousands of years. The mass sacrifice of the people by the Aztecs of Central America and so many others were to provide food for the physical reptilians or fallen angels and crossbreeds to eat the bodies and drink the blood and energy nourishment. Remember, the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. Phil Schneider, which not a lot of people don't know if he's for real or not, but he was murdered. A builder of U.S. underground bases told the writer and researcher Alex Christopher that when children reach the point where they could no longer work any longer in the slave conditions underground, they were then consumed by these entities. They prefer young children because they are not contaminated like adults. That's why we have a child pedophile ritual working all over the place. It says the satanic rituals generally take place at night because that's when the magnetic field is the most stable. Therefore, the ratio of Satanists and child sacrifices at the top of professions and institutions is staggeringly high compared with the general population. The rituals and human sacrifice have always been the foundation of the Brotherhood's religion since ancient times, and the Brotherhood manipulates satanic initiates and gophers into positions of political, economic, business, military, medical, and media power, and in the influential positions of the world government. Now, what this thing is happening here is this. When they're sacrificing these people, and I've talked about this on the show before, they release fear molecules. These fear molecules are adrenochrome, epinephrine, dopamine, and adrenaline. And what they do is they absorb the life energy from this harmonic frequency coming out of these humans while they're still alive, while they're drinking their blood. Remember, they're still alive while they're drinking their blood. Because you cannot transfer blood or transfuse blood from a dead human into a live human. It will kill the live human because as soon as the soul departs the body, the blood stops. It just stops. You can't transfuse. It's dead. So the energy is brought in from the menstrual blood. The energy is brought in from all of these different chemicals in the semen and the stuff they drink. It's all part of their satanic ritual services that these guys do. And many of these guys are taught this information by Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, in all of these different books, and a lot of the esoteric teachings that have come down through the ages and in hidden documentation. So that's what's going on in these services. And that's why we've talked about it so much, Doug, on your show and my show. And see, nobody wants to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because it's so disgustingly nasty and horrible. And because of our bias that we have, our normalcy bias, we don't want to believe people do stuff like this because we don't do stuff like this. But when you understand that these people are demonically possessed and that these entities live off these things that they're doing, the entity, the essence of the blood and the sperm and the menstrual blood and drinking and eating the flesh and eating the pituitaries out of these children while they're still alive, when you understand they're doing this, you understand what you're feeding and these demons around them. That's what this whole thing's about, because it's a battle for men's souls. That's why they want the abortions to continue. That's why they want the Democrats or Republicans right now who don't support Donald Trump to continue, because Donald Trump doesn't belong to their secret societies. He's not a blood drinker. He doesn't want to see this stuff going on, and he wants to clean this mess up. Now, because of WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton wants to say that we're going to war with Russia, or Russia's doing this, and now we find out as agents of our own federal government releasing this stuff to WikiLeaks to expose what's really going on in these higher levels. This entire thing is based on pedophilia, child sex trafficking, satanic rituals, and all of these horrible things they do to these children that are never to be seen again. And guys, it's a major, major mess. It's going on globally. They just busted that whole network out of Europe, 70,000 people involved in it, some high up in the governments, in pedophilia and child sex trafficking. We covered that on Doug's show a couple of months ago. And every time I talk about this stuff, I get people saying, oh, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. Guys, you got the emails now from Podesta. It's true. I told you a couple months ago how Hillary said we're going to have to go out in the backyard and sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. And now they're saying they've got photographs of Hillary engaged in certain activities, which I don't know if that's been released yet, Doug, or not. I don't want to release it on your show until we get it vetted. No. You know, no. So I'm not going to talk about that because it's bad. It's really, yeah. Really bad. And so the problem is, as long as this mainstream media that's controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, which I've told you guys about repeatedly on my shows that I've done with Doug, who are the ones who are the Rothschilds, who are the ones who are bringing this into essence in our country, who are bringing this Sabbatean teaching and this satanic stuff into our country, and they came over here, really the biggest bulk of them came over after the World War I, after the Soviet Union, after Russia, Mother Russia, basically, they used to call it Mother Russia, was taken over by the Bolsheviks, and they left to bring their teachings into Germany and into the United States. And guys, this is a mess. And by God's grace, Doug and Joe, I've prayed repeatedly on my show, because I've had so many people call me and write me and say, We need to pray that Hillary gets assassinated. We need to pray that she dies. We need to pray that she gets killed. And I say, no, we don't pray that as Christians. That's a form of witchcraft. We're not going to pray something bad happens to her. What we need to pray, and I've done it so many times on my show, and I've done it on your show, Doug, we need to pray that she gets fully exposed for who and what she is, and all of these people around her get fully exposed for who and what they are. And, Doug, I don't know how much more exposure they can get than this. This is crazy.
You know, I did two the videos that are up on Hagmann Report today, and I was not surprised, but it just verified everything back in May, I think it was 2003, when she was a senator from New York. Hillary Clinton was vocally opposed against a ban on partial birth abortions.
That's right.
You know, and she had the audacity to give that Joker smile smirk during the last debate opposite of Donald Trump, when Trump said, no, you know, this is how it works, and Hillary says, no, that's not true. The Planned Parenthood connections, and I know this is distasteful, you know. Yeah. Ted, I'm so thankful that you're here, because we had Russ Dizzer on before you came on, and this is so disgusting and distasteful. But I think it's necessary at this point. If there's anyone outside, see, what bothers me too about this is we've got Christians out there who are never Trump. I'm not going to vote for Trump because, well, I can't. You know, I can't because he talked about women the way he did, and owns casinos and stuff. Really? Okay. So
due to the positive nature, the media paints Hillary Clinton in the negative picture. They paint Donald Trump, and Christians and many others have been deceived and continue to want to vote for Hillary Clinton. My question would be, how would we best utilize this information and share it with those people in order to make the most out of exposing this darkness and to make sure Hillary Clinton is not elected?
I don't know, Doug, Joe, I mean, if you're asking me that question, I don't know how to make it any more than we're already doing it. I mean, yeah. I can't yell it any louder from the rooftops. I can't say it any more on my show. I mean, to the point of having people not want to listen because it's all so horrible. I had to literally, you know, take a mental break after I did the little show with Austin, you know, the 30 minutes, if you want to listen to it on the next hour, about what really is black magic and how it rules the world. And I told him, I said, look, guys, I don't like talking about this stuff. I'd rather talk about how to increase your metabolism and burn body fat and cellulite and lower blood pressure and cholesterol and all those things that are so easy to do that we all need also. But guys, we can't allow ourselves to be in a situation where we want to pretend like this isn't real anymore, because this is what's happened to us because of the Scofield Bible. I've told you guys this before, preaching the thing about the rapture and telling Christians not to get involved. And don't be concerned that God's going to rapture you out. Nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. Because of the Johnson Amendment, basically castrating preachers in the pulpit because they couldn't speak about political items from the pulpit. No one wants to talk about it. Now we've got this T.D. Jakes guy, you know, 50, 60 years later, basically openly endorsing the pro-abortion candidate, claiming to be a Christian. I mean, I don't understand where any of this comes from if you claim to be a Christian. And Doug, you said it so succinctly a few weeks ago, a month ago, when I was on with you, and you said, if a person's a Christian and they're voting for Hillary Trump, you doubt that they're even a Christian because it doesn't make any sense, because they're both diametrically opposed. And see, you can't. The Bible says in James, how can salt water and fresh water come out of the same spring? You say, well, Donald Trump fondled women. Well, I got a newsflash, and I told you guys this. If you went back 40 years with me in college before I got saved when I was 21 years old and I'm dating a bunch of girls, they don't have a flashing neon sign on saying kiss me now or kiss me later or whatever. You kind of have to kiss them when you think they want to be kissed. That's the way I was kind of raised. Now, I'm not saying that's what Donald Trump did. I'm not saying that what he did was right or wrong. I'm just saying he's a heterosexual alpha male who likes women. And nowadays, unless you're a pansexual that wants to screw everything on the planet, including animals, like Miley Cyrus, or you're basically somebody else who, you know, wants to be a man and walk in the little girls' bathrooms because you're a transsexual or whatever you are, you're not okay. See, they're trying to get away from the alpha male mentality in the United States, because alpha males stand up for what's right. Alpha males try to do what's right. Alpha males speak their mind. alpha males have testosterone. They haven't been sissified. I mean, this is what's happened to our last generation with all the drugs and chemicals in the water and in the food. We know they don't want alpha males to talk. These interdimensional entities, demons, or whatever you want to call these things, I don't care what you call them, okay? They're real. The Bible talks about them. The Bible talks about how Jesus drove them out of people in the New Testament. He even said that some of them can't come out except by prayer and fasting. He was very clear about all of this stuff with the exorcism that he did and all the other things that he did in the New Testament. But we want to pretend as Christians that none of that stuff is real today because it's easier to believe that. We don't want to believe when something goes bump in the night that it might be something that's really bad checking us out or whatever in the night. And I told you guys this. I owned a haunted house for 5 years. I'm not making this up. And I was attacked in the middle of the night with something on top of me, choking me in this house. A person had died in this house. And apparently the lady had done some seances trying to talk to this guy who was dead. And I'm in this house. I didn't know all the stuff that happened to this house. And this thing's on top of me, choking me. I get up, grab my shotgun by the bed. This thing goes through the sliding glass doors. I'm chasing it outside with the shotgun fully raised and chambered. And my wife wakes up and said, "What the heck is going on around here?" I said, "Sharon, we got to get this place cleansed." This happened to me, guys. This happened to me, and then about 5 to 8 years later, I moved out of there, Doug, and the other guy who had moved into that house had already abandoned the house, was living in a trailer in an orange grove. His name is Dale Guy, and I remember I spoke with him. I went by his house one time because my other smaller children then wanted to see. I've never told a story on your show. My other smaller children wanted to see Austin's bedroom.
When can you hold that? Yeah, hang on, man. We got to pick this up on the other side. This is too good. Hey, welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. The news about the Podesta emails, the spirit cooking, these depraved individuals surrounding the Clinton criminal cabal. You know, when I first saw the news early this morning, I immediately thought of Ted Brewer. And wait a second. Maybe that came out wrong. I thought of Ted Brewer. Remember, folks, when he talked about the blood on our program, the importance of the blood. Remember that. And I thought of his when he appeared on our show, talked about the importance of the blood, and for redeeming, for God redeeming, for good. I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I thought, wow, you know, how the mirror opposite, and that is intended language, is also true. And I knew I wanted to have Ted on tonight, even though it's a horrific subject to talk about. It really is. And we have not even gotten into the woman named Laura Silsby, which people are questioning her. There's questions about her, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton support of her, smuggling 33 children or attempting to smuggle 33 children out of Haiti into the Dominican Republic. The problem is, these weren't refugees. They had families. Now, go figure. But before the break, and even maybe we can even ask, we can have Ted dial it down a little bit, and because our next guest next hour is going to be Doc Marquis talking about talking about this and kind of deciphering it from a witchcraft, purely a witchcraft perspective. But right before the break, we're talking to Ted, and I just in my mind's eye, I can picture Ted running out of bed in his boxers or briefs, I don't know. But probably boxers, you know.
Boxers.
All right, with a shotgun, heading for the glass doors. Wife saying, "Hey, Ted, what are you doing?" Perhaps not, you know, in that tone of voice. But this is real. I mean, this is real, and I want people to know that. Now, and I'm kind of backing off a little bit because, you know, I don't want to have to take more of Ted's supplements during the show. Which, by the way, folks, go to healthmasters.com, and you got to go there, and you got to stock up on supplements, man, because if you are not taking what taking TED supplements, you're not, brother, you're just not getting what you need. And I thank God for Ted Brewer, for healthmasters.com, and for the supplements, and for everything he's done for me physically and personally with respect to changing my health. But having said that, so you're living in a house. It's definitely, it's got a presence in it. This presence is getting cozy with you. You jump up, you grab your shotgun, put one in the chamber. You're chasing out the door. Your wife's saying, "Hey, Dad, where are you going, bud?" And so that's where you left off. So,
well, yeah, it was like a shadow went through the door. I saw it went through the sliding glass doors, and I thought, okay, so the next day, you know, we brought in professional, basically guys who worked on exorcism and stuff like that, and we kept the house prayed up after that, and I didn't have to bring a professional exorcist in if I knew what I know now, but that was long. This has been 25 years ago. And what ended up happening is we basically just cleansed the house. The Bible says we swept it clean. And so we left, and then the house basically was sold once and almost immediately sold again. I was surprised about that. And then what happened is the next guy who moves in, he basically has moved out. And I drove by one day to show my children the old house we had lived in. And it's a nice house. And the guy basically drove up about the same time who was living there. And he told me that he had moved out into a grove in a mobile home in a trailer and had left the house. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I didn't think anything out of it because I never had talked about what had happened in the house because it just sounds too goofy. And so finally we go upstairs and then we go up on a private deck. We're sitting up there overlooking this swimming pool that I'd put in. And I asked him, I said, you know, why in the world did you leave the house and move to a trailer in the groves? And he looked at me, he goes, Ted, he goes, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. He goes, then he mentions the guy's name who had died on the floor in the house. And he said, this house is haunted. And I looked at him and he looked at me and he goes, you saw it too, didn't you? And when he said that, Doug, the hair on my arm stood up and I felt a cold breeze blow through the house. I mean, we're upstairs. I mean, you know, no cold breezes are in there. And I said, yeah, I felt it too. And he goes, Ted, he says, we can't live here. The water turns on by itself in the sinks. The blinds and the windows close by themselves. We've got these things running through the doggone upstairs. We can see them running back and forth. We've called the police over and over again. They think we're all crazy now. And remember what the Bible says? If you sweep the house clean, that if you don't keep it clean, seven times that many come back in. These guys, you know, they weren't walking as Christians. And he said that his kids had moved out. Nobody wanted to live there. His wife wouldn't live there. And so finally, his wife's standing there talking to us now, and I'm thinking to myself, God, it's like a freak fest around here. I don't even want to talk about this stuff. It's so weird. Because if you ever experience it, I've always heard people say, oh, I'd like to experience that one time. Let me tell you something, friends. That's no. Don't, you don't want to do that. It's not what you think it's going to be. It's just weird. It's just, the whole thing's just weird. So finally, I told him, I said, well, and he goes, well, how'd you live here for 5 years? And I said, well, what we did after it happened with me, he goes, well, let me tell you what happened. He goes, I hear it walking around in the hallway, and I grab my shotgun, and I open my bedroom door, and here it sits like a big black shadow with two white eyes looking at me. And he goes, I picked up the shotgun to shoot it, about to blow a hole in my own wall, and he goes, and the thing goes through the front doors. I said, yeah, I know, I think that was the one that jumped on me. And he goes, I can't stay here. This place is like a freak fest. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, well, how do you get rid of him? I said, we plead the blood of Christ over the house. And he looked at me, and his wife started laughing. And she goes, what do you mean by that? And I said, you think that's funny? I said, you're telling me you can't live in this beautiful home because it's haunted, and you'd rather live in a trailer out in the country, and basically it's because the house is haunted, and now you think it's humorous that I've pled the blood of Christ over it. I said, I'm telling you what, it's like throwing acid on these things. They can't deal with that, and they leave you alone. And that's what we did, and that's how we stayed here, and we never had any more problems with it. So that's why I'm telling people this tonight. I've never told that story. Happened to me once in my life. Happened to the guy who moved in after me. And I'm telling you that story. I had another friend of mine, Logana Lyons. May she rest in peace. She's died a couple of years ago. She's a travel agent. And one of the things they did one time over in England is they wanted to stay in this haunted house for the night. And she said the group of them got in there. They thought it was going to be really cool staying in a haunted house. They said about 11 o'clock at night, one of the candlesticks on one of the tables picks up and starts moving around the room by itself. She goes, that was it. Everybody was packing their bags and leaving. It wasn't funny anymore. Guys, this stuff is real. They know it's real. Remember when Moses walked into the Pharaoh's court and he took his staff and he threw it on the ground and it turned into a snake? But then the wizards of the Pharaoh's court, they took their staffs and they threw them on the ground and they also turned into a snake. And you say, well, that doesn't matter because Moses' staff ate the other snakes. That's not the point I'm trying to make here. The other staffs turned into a snake. The lower dimensions that we live in are controlled by the evil one. God's in his dimension, and he can come in and he can usurp any of that anytime he wants. That's what miracles are all about. And that's why when we connect ourselves through the blood of Christ, through his sacrifice, through the Holy Spirit, to God's throne, these other entities are under our feet, because we now are a higher dimension than they are, and they're under our feet, and they no longer have any effect on us. That's why Jesus said, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Because they can't control us anymore. That's why there's an all-out assault on Christianity. If Christians only knew who they were, Doug, and that prayer is scalar waves, and that when we pray over the air, that Hillary is exposed, like right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray the mainstream media cannot contain this, and they have to report on what's going on with Podesta, and it reflects back on Hillary and who and what she is, Father. Let the New York City police expose her and release this information as quickly as possible, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. When you pray that, and all of you agree with me on this, it releases scalar waves, which literally change the fabric of time-space and changes physical reality. That's why they do the stuff that David Icke talked about, though I don't agree with everything he said. Parts of it are absolutely on cue as far as it controls the physical reality. That's why they do this. That's why the Druids did it. That's what the pyramids were all about. All of these different types of worship services. And Doc's going to come on in a few minutes. He'll talk to you about what happens on Halloween. We had Doc, we played a show that we had done with Doc last weekend for Halloween on Sunday night. And it's funny, this all this stuff is coming out now. But the problem we have, Doug, is this. The hardcore Democrats, what did the one guy, Stewart, say last week on the show? He said basically he doesn't care if they find a dead six-year-old girl in Hillary's apartment. He's still voting for her. See, that's the mindset of these people that are not going to vote for Trump no matter what is exposed. It's like T.D. Jakes, which I hope and pray that the millions of listeners that are voting tonight or listening tonight and voting this week, that a bunch of you guys send him a letter and tell him how disappointed you are in him. And quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if you're supporting him financially, I'm not. Okay, I never have. I've warned you guys about a lot of these TV evangelists. Now, this, of course, this comes to fruition with him. But I hope you stop sending him support money after this. I really do. Now, I know that's a horrible thing to say, but I hope that, because he has hundreds of millions of dollars probably anyhow. It won't make any difference to him. But the point is, why are you going to endorse that? Why are you going to support that? Why do you want to listen to anything else he says during a sermon on a TV show? I don't. I don't listen to any of it. But I want to read you a couple more things on this real quick about on the black magic thing. And then Doc will go into more detail with that in just a few minutes, if you don't mind, Doug, if that's all right with you.
Go for it.
And this is something that I'm sure Rush Dizdar talked about earlier, but I don't know that for certain. He goes, but here's another article. This is by a guy. Oh, gosh, I don't have the guy's name on this article. I apologize. Freeman. Vice Freeman. And it says, black magic at its core is really about demonic possession. Since the world is made of energy, not matter, and since energy moves in waves, which have frequencies, the satanic rituals are designed to entrain energetic biofrequencies of the participants with that of the other dark entities. So there is a vibrational match. Once there's a frequency lock or resonance lock, an exchange can take place. Energy, intent, or information can go from one being, place, or dimension, can be transferred into another. This works both ways. The person gets possessed, receives information from dark entities, while the dark entities also take something from the person. This theme of possession crops up again and again when exposing the worldwide conspiracy, and has been going on for a long, long time. And it goes on to say also the horrific phenomenon of missing children. It is also black magic that is behind the unspeakable and unconscionable phenomenon of missing children. These children are being deliberately kidnapped and taken down into elite-controlled underground facilities where they are mind-controlled, turned into slaves, where some of them are sacrificed in rituals. Guys, Ted Gunderson talked about this in detail, the head of the FBI, L.A. County, back in the 90s. You know, we're not making this stuff up. The problem is nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to believe it's real. And the mainstream media, which is controlled by these organizations through the Rothschild banking cartel, which is as satanic as it's going to get, they basically control the media and the narrative because they don't want to break the spell they've created around you in the energy field. That's why Hillary Clinton can't address the things like radical Muslim extremists, or terrorist, can't even say those words. Can't even use those words because she doesn't want to break the spell that you guys have had placed on you if you're not awake yet. Now, I guarantee you, the majority of the Hagman listeners tonight, we're all awake. All right, if you've been listening to me or to Russ or to Doug or to Doc or Steve Quayle or any of us, we're all pretty much telling you the same thing, that these things are real, these entities are real, that basically they're capable of possessing human beings just like the Bible says they are. And guys, listen to me right now. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior right now, listen to me, please. This is that time. You need to say, "Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. I accept you as my Savior, as my God, as my soon coming King. I confess my sins unto you, Lord. I ask you to forgive me, and I make you my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." And if you pray that prayer with me, or if you pray it while you're listening to this tape or this podcast, you'll get born again. Because remember, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Because we've been given power and authority and a sound mind through Jesus Christ. We've been connected with God Almighty in his dimension, whatever that dimension may be, through the Holy Spirit. And he shares with us his omniscience, his omnipotence, his omnipresence. To a tiny, tiny degree, like 1/1,000,000,000th of a fraction. Doesn't take much when it's God, right? And so what happens is it gives us authority over all of these things. And that's why they're so angry. And that's why when we did that show last year, Doug, on the blood of Jesus, all hell broke loose for me a month later. All hell broke loose right at Christmas time. I couldn't believe it. And all I did was talk about the blood of Christ and how it saves us and how its resonance frequency is transmitted through interdimensional eddies back to us on this planet, knowing no distance or time, space, or time as far as in calendar years, and how it continually restores us to the righteousness of Christ. And that's why it says without the sacrifice of blood, there is no redemption of sins. And it says that basically Christ died for us once and for all. We no longer have to have sacrifices, that it's over with, it's finished. God ended it on the cross. That's who we are as Christians when you understand us as a Christian. And people always ask me, well, why don't the preachers explain it the way you explain it? Well, they kind of need to, because all I do is kind of go from a physics standpoint as to how it works and how it happens. Guys, listen to me. Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, without an ardent prayer life and praying on a regular basis where you release scalar waves to control frequency, you're never going to be able to be effective as a prayer warrior if you don't pray. Because remember, the thing about it is this. When you call God on a prayer, you want God to know that you're calling him. You want him to recognize your voice. That's so important that you understand that. Last summer when Austin had a pericardial induced heart attack, my oldest son, and was laying on the stretcher and the gurney in the emergency room, and they were prepping him for a medevac to another hospital for a cardiac care to do open heart surgery on him. On the spot, 27 years old, I laid hands on him in front of the doctors and the nurses, and I prayed over him, and I rebuked it. I spoke healing and health to his heart. And they're all thinking, well, this brower guy's really praying. And I'm thinking, I really don't care what they think. I'm going to pray because I know what to pray. God knew my voice. And Austin was saved, and he's with us today, fully recovered. Now, guys, that's what God wants with you. Please listen to me. He wants a relationship with you. It's like a kid who you pay their way through college, and they get a degree, and they become very successful. Then they move to the other side of the country, and you never get to see the grandkids except for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And they never call home. They never talk to you. And only when they call you is when they want something from you, or when they want to know what they're going to get in your inheritance. And you never talk to them. You don't have a relationship with them anymore. That's not what God wants from us. He wants an ongoing, daily relationship in a prayer life. He wants to know who we are. He wants to know our voice. He wants to realize that you need him, that he wants to walk with you in the cool of the garden like he did Adam. You were created in his image. He loves you. He loved you enough that he gave his only begotten son to die for you on Calvary, to shed his blood for you, because he could at that point become in covenant with you through Christ and through his blood and share with you all of the things that God has, including the power that he has, you know, in a tiny degree, like we mentioned earlier. That's what Christianity is all about. And Christians don't understand the power and the authority they've been given because the stupid Scofield Bible has gone in with their commentaries and have changed the Word of God and added things to the Word of God over 150 years now. And people have believed it and believed it and believed it and believed it to the point now the church has been rendered ineffective because the church doesn't think any of this stuff is real anymore. They're all a bunch of, the successful ones are all now name it, claim it, blab it, grab it guys. And they don't want to talk about anything about the blood of Jesus. They don't want to talk about repentance. They don't want to talk about holiness. They don't want to talk about doing what you say you're going to do. All they want to do is say, give me money and you'll be blessed. They don't get mad at me because I know a bunch of these guys and I've raised a bunch of money for a lot of these guys over the years. And I know how they are and I know how they are in private. Now, not all of them are like that, but the bulk of them are. And that's how they feel. And that's what they do. And if you decide that you want to call one of these famous pastors up because your mother dies and you want him to do the funeral because you've given him a whole bunch of money, yeah, I doubt you'll even get a return response. It doesn't work that way. Guys, support your local churches. Support local study groups in your home. Support Bible studies with your family. That's how you build closer relationships with God. Read His Word. Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament, particularly Psalms and Proverbs and the book of John. Read the Bible over and over and over again until it becomes part of you and you can quote the scriptures or quote the verses. And when Satan throws up something against you, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you're able to walk away from that and stand in victory around it. And remember, guys, your confessions and the words of your mouth are so very important. I speak that Donald Trump wins on Tuesday. I speak that Hillary is fully exposed. I believe that with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and all of my essence, and I want you guys to all believe that with me. I believe that any type of thing they try to do with Diebold election machines blows up in their face. Because my God can control the Diebold election machines. My God can do anything my God wants to do. But guys, we've got to stand behind Trump. If not Trump, who? The Libertarian candidate? Who basically, it's ridiculous how liberal he is. It's ridiculous what he even believes this. I'm not even going to him. I mean, we got nobody to, this is a one horse race for Christians, and that's Donald Trump. And doing a victory protest vote right now is giving a vote to Hillary Clinton. Guys, we don't need to do that. We've got to realize, unlike T.D. Jakes has not realized, that we've got to stand firm in the Word, stand firm in the faith, and stand firm on the candidate who took the strongest pro-life stance in a Republican-Democratic debate for the President of the United States ever in the history of our country on national TV. And that's not good enough for these Christians, Doug, who are unhappy with him because he did some things to some women, and now all of that's been proven to be a lie. Guys, listen to me. I'm not saying that he's perfect. I'm not saying that any of us are perfect. There was only one perfect person who showed up on this planet, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees had him crucified. Now, guys, please listen to me. We've got to be together in this. We have to maintain a unified belief, unified prayer. We've got to stand together, and we've got to believe that Donald Trump's going to win this. Because, guys, this is that do-or-die moment for the United States with globalism. The globalists have done everything they can to get us to this position and the world to this position to take over the United States and take over the entire planet. They're willing to take us to global nuclear war, thermonuclear war. And that, by the way, the thermonuclear war, that is insignificant compared to the space-based weapon platforms they have in space right now and the biologicals they have in place right now. Global nuclear war is old technology. It's almost 100 years old now. The new stuff, the scalar wave technology, and the ion cannons, all the things they've developed, and these space-based weapons platforms, this is where the real technology is. And so, guys, listen to me. I don't believe for one second we're going to have a thermonuclear war, unless it's a false flag to create an EMP detonated in the upper ionosphere to knock out the power grid. That could happen, but it's probably going to be done by a false flag by rogue elements of our own government. So, guys, please, pray with all of us on the Hagman show and circuit. Let's believe that God's still on the throne because he is. And let's believe that prayer changes things because it does. And let's believe that we can make a difference in this election because we can. And if we do this together in the aggregate, we can certify election coverage for Trump that he's going to win this thing. And then we'll see at that point what he'll be able to do with this corrupt, pedophile-infused Congress and Senate we have in Washington, who are so corrupted with their whores, their page boys, their homosexual liaisons, and their alcoholism and their drunkenness that they basically have been completely compromised by the intelligence agencies. Now, Doug, you know I'm right about that. Now, you don't have to do all of them. I'm not talking about all of them, but a big percentage of them. And that's why we're in the mess we're in, because these guys should have impeached Obama years ago over Fast and Furious. There's no reason that guy shouldn't have gotten impeached over that alone. Fast and Furious, the gun running into Mexico. All right, Doug, I'm going to stop. Go ahead. What do you want? I know you're about almost out of time.
You know, we are almost out of time. As a matter of fact, we'll wrap it up with you, Ted, right now. I just want to say thank you so much because your insight into this is critical, I believe, based on your you've been on top of this for so long. This meaning what's really going on, the horrendous things that are taking place. And I just want to say thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for your tireless exposure of this kind of stuff, even as though, I mean, even because it's so yucky.
It is. It is.
You know.
Doug, you and I both talked about it repeatedly on your show about the UN running a child slave child abduction network through the United States. I mean, we talk about it, but now we're getting to see the ugly roots of it. You know, in both the Democratic and the Republican parties. This isn't systemic in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. It's through both of them.
Indeed, it's important
that we know that.
Yeah. Now, Ted, we know Tuesday is Election Day. It also happens to be your birthday, so we want everyone to wish Ted Brewer a happy birthday this Tuesday. But also, Ted, I just want to say thank you so much for your great health information. Your wife was on last time with you, and it just so many people just love her, love you, and you're still having. I just want to make sure that you're still having your special.
We started back up again. The Doug special for the three free books. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. We started back up again this morning. It's funny, we did that before we even knew we were going to be back on your show tonight. We had such a huge response to it, and people didn't get in on it. It was through the end of last month. I told Austin, I said, look, these are the Hagman listeners. Start this back up again. And I believe the coupon code was just Doug, wasn't it? If I remember
just
right.
Doug. That's right.
And you get three books, Fat Loss, Memory, and How to Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat. And oh, by the way, the CDC whistleblower basically was asked to testify by a law firm in Tennessee about a case in autism. This is Thompson. And the head of the CDC refused to allow him to testify and would not grant that, even though the judge ordered it. So this is where it's going now, guys. We've got to get this stuff exposed, and we've got to let these people know that we don't want to be in the middle of this anymore, and we want to get this stuff stopped. And it's so important that we stand together in this, guys. And by the way,
Amen.
Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you for listening to my show that'll be coming on after Doug's show tonight on this same network. And I want you guys to know something. I love all of you. And I've talked to a whole bunch of you in the last couple of weeks, and it's been my pleasure and my privilege.
Ted, I know you spent a lot of time on the radio today. I just thought we'll cut you loose. God bless you. Thank you. We'll be talking this weekend. God bless you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
That was Ted Brewer from healthmasters.com. But, you know, his information that he provided during all for the last year has been right on the money with this occult significance. I want to caution people. BuzzFeed, of course, is claiming that this is all just unfounded. In fact, I think they went through an anatomy of a hoax. And this is going to scare a lot of people off. I can tell you right now. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad to know it's a hoax. Wow. Whew. Thank you. Okay. Well, it doesn't explain Jim Kallstrom, the former FBI assistant director, going on Fox News Channel this morning and saying, and I quote, there's salacious information that's coming out, and it's supposed to be a blockbuster. And he alleges that if the info does come out, it is so horrendous that the NP, if it doesn't come out, it's so horrendous the NYPD will release it themselves. Now, this is a former FBI assistant director. He's got sources. Of course, BuzzFeed trying to contain the damage, and the leftist media, progressive media, won't report on this. Coming back with Doc Marquis, he's going to talk about the witchcraft, the satanic element of all this. Stay right where you're at.